Hello, VoiceTubers. This is Arisa. Welcome back to Pronunciation Challenge. How's it going this week? Did you finish all your tasks this week? In today's video, it shares some tips on how to get things done. If you are a procrastinator like me, you have to be aware of these steps, including stop multitasking, prioritize your to-do list, and last, be realistic. They all sound pretty easy. Somehow, it will still be hard to put them into actions. However, give it a try to see if these steps works or not. Then, probably you will increase your working efficiency next time. Okay, before clicking to the video right away, stop. You have to make sure to attend the pronunciation challenge today. Let's get into the sentence right now. Numerous studies have proven that multitasking actually leads to getting less done throughout a day. You have to focus on one task at a time. So, as usual, we will slow down the speed and make sure you understand what I'm talking about in a sentence, okay? Numerous studies have proven that multitasking actually leads to getting less done throughout a day. You have to focus on one task at a time. Okay, since you are going to focus on one task at a time, so now your mission is to finish listening to the pronunciation challenge today. 好，今天就说要专心做好每一件事情。那第一件今天要专注的事情就是要把口说挑战给完成，耶！那我们的第一个字会要来看到的是 numerous。Numerous 是一个形容词，中文是为数众多的，就像是 many 一样 ，many。那后面呢都会加可数名词。我们来看一下例句 ：The laborers encountered numerous difficulties when protesting against the management. 这些劳工在和资方抗议时遇到许多困难。再来，我们看到的单字是 countless， 无数的。是一个形容词，后面也是加可以数的名词。There are countless reasons to block his Instagram account. 要封锁他 IG 账号有数不清的理由。再来 ，abundant， 也是形容词，意思是大量的、充足的。那后面可以加可数或是不可数的名词。The abundant rainfall helped boost the growth of the cocoa crops in this region.充沛的雨量让这区域的可可作物量快速成长。好，第二组单字是 prove 是证明、表现的意思，是一个动词 ，to show that something is true. The sentence will be like this: The evidence proved that the man was innocent. 证据证实了那名犯人是无罪的。The next one, improve.Improve is also a verb, means to get or make something better. 改善、提高的意思，也是一个动词哦。我们看一下例句是什么呢 ？They are trying to improve the bad living conditions. 他们试着要改善糟糕的居住环境。再来 ，improvement 就是在前面那个 improve 后面加上 ment 四个字母，就是改善。改进之处是一个名词哦。那我们看一下例句 ：Jacob has made a significant improvement in his sense of humor。意思就是说 ，Jacob 的幽默感有显著的进步。A sense of humor 就是幽默感的意思，所以这个就是在讲 Jacob 他的幽默感已经有很明显的改进、改善了，就是进步的意思。接下来的这组字还蛮有趣的，因为它的字首都是长一样的，就叫做 multi。Multi 这个一二三四五个字母，那 multi 有些人也会念 multi， 所以看你怎么念。像影片里面他就会念 multitasking， 那我们第一个字就是 multitasking， 我自己是习惯念 multi， 那都 OK。好，那我 就用 I 去，就是 短音的 I 去念 multitasking。Multitasking 就是多工处理，一心多用，是一个名词。The ability to do more than one thing at a time. 你一个时间做超过一件事情就是 multitasking. 好，那我们的造句是这样子的。Multitasking can be distracting sometimes. 有时候一心多用很令人分心。 那你就想说，哎，那个是 multi， 它是什么样的字首？它是怎样的意思呢？它的意思就是两个或是两个以上。那你就看接下来我们搭配后面是什么样的单字。我们后面现在 加的是 cultural， cultural 就是文化的。So if I say multicultural， 就是多元文化的。Vancouver is known for being a multicultural city. 温哥华是以多元文化的城市而著称。好，再来是 multinational， 把 national 放进去就是跨国的、多国的意思。The multinational fraud organization made scam calls to the victims and made them transfer money. 中文就是跨国诈骗集团打诈骗电话要受害者汇款。那诈骗集团就是 fraud organization， F-R-A-U-D。 那个诈骗电话有没有，它叫做 scam calls， 就是 S-C-A-M-C-A-L-L-S， 这可以记一下，我觉得蛮常见的，当然是不要遇到是最好，大家要聪明一点。好，再来形容词 multiple 呢，它是形容词嘛，多样的、复合的。那如果当作名词的话，就跟数学有关，就是倍数的意思。我们先看形容词要怎么用哦。We use this conference room for multiple purposes. 我们使用这间会议室在许多用途上。再来，来到我最讨厌的数学了，但是这一个很简单的例句你们一定都会。9 is a multiple of 3. 9是3的倍数。好，那就是九九乘法表，3乘以3等于9，所以你可以说9是3的 multiple， 就是倍数的意思。没有很难吧？我怎么觉得用转行去讲数学家教的感觉。好，再来第四组单字是 throughout。 throughout 是一个介系词，意思是遍及、贯穿或是从始至终的意思。那我们来看一下例句哦。 Students throughout the school are out of class due to the field trip. 学校全部的学生都因为户外教学不用去上课。 OK, so that's all for the vocabulary today. And now let's read the sentence one more time. Numerous studies have proven that multitasking actually leads to getting less done throughout the day. You have to focus on one task at a time. Thanks for joining the pronunciation challenge today. I hope you liked the video and also the content of the challenge. No matter the instructions the host mentioned work for you or not, always stay motivated and not to push yourself too much. Also, find your own pace completing the schedule. Keep going, and I will see you guys next time. Bye-bye.